in a couple of Tesla base to that. Omar of Ovin Barafuna, Omar of Chama Barguria, Misati Fadin Bekila, Vichas Koseha, Vyotilushus Arab Bishabas, Veno Hoshesh. Person can wrap himself in a canopy, even though it has strings on it, to tie it down, and those strings serve no purpose when you wear it as a sheet. Still, the strings are bottled to the beged, and that's okay to wear. Maishnomid Rav Huna, Zemara says, why is that different than Rav Huna said? Dom Rav Huna Marav, Hayotzi Batal Lashena Mitzuyetzes Kehilchus Ob Shabbos Chayv Chatas. Person who goes out with a talus that has tzitzis on it, but they're not kosher. So the tzitzis are not bottled to the beged, and you're carrying the tzitzis. You start tying something onto your beged is carrying. So why isn't here the strings of the kila, of the canopy that you're wearing is a beged, and these strings serve no purpose, why aren't they considered being carried together with the beged? So Mara says, tzitzis legavi talis chashivi v'labotli. Tzitzis, in regards to the talis, are important, and they're not bottled to the talis, so you're carrying the tzitzis. Hani lo chashivi. But these strings that are tied to the canopy aren't important, ubatli, and their bottle. Rashi, misatifon and bekila, shu kisadin, it's like a sheet. Instead of using it for a canopy, you decide you want to wrap yourself in a sheet and go out with that sheet wrapped around you. Misatifon derech mavos, you're wearing it. So there's no problem on wearing the canopy. But you also have the strings, the straps, hanging down from the canopy. We don't say that since the strings aren't needed to wear the sheet, the canopy, it's therefore you're carrying. We don't say that. The strings are used only when you use it as a canopy, but it has no use when you're wearing it. And still we don't say that they're carrying the strings. The strings are okay. Chayiv chatas. Why is that different than wearing a talus with tzitzis that isn't kosher? If it wouldn't have tzitzis on it at all, you wouldn't be chayiv. It's a labush that you're carrying the tzitzis. Alma tzitzios havin le'mosi hoil ve'enon kemitzvoso. Enon tzrichin lo u'mina beged mamish enon ve'lechashvina kavasei. They're not part of the beged, and they're not you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis with it, so they're not buckled to the beged. So you're carrying a bunch of strings. Chashivei, mishum t'tchelus says. Rashi learns the reason they're chashiv is because they're tchelus. V'lo batli v'havi bui mosri. And they're not batli, and therefore they're considered carrying. Mashma from Rashi, that the regular strings, not the tchelus. Tchelus is very valuable. It's expensive. So the tchelus is not batli. But the regular white strings would be batli, and therefore with our talesim, where we have no tchelus, even a non kosher talus, if you wear it, the tzitzis are bottled to the talus. That's where Rashi learns. The Rambam learns that the tzitzis are not bottled to the beged because you intend to add more tzitzis. You're not just being mevatel in there. They're important to you, and you want to make them kosher. So they're important to themselves. Or according to others, the main mitzvah of the talus is the tzitzis, not the beged. So to say that tzitzis are bottled to the beged is impossible. When you're mekayim the mitzvah, that becomes the whole beged. Where you're not mekayim the mitzvah, then the tzitzis are considered something by themselves, and they're so important, because of the mitzvah, they're not bottled to the beged. So according to that, even our begadim with the same halacha would apply, even our tzitzis. Some hold that wearing tzitzis without tchelis, today we don't have the mitzvah of tchelis, so you're not allowed to wear tzitzis on Shabbos outside in Rishus HaRabim because the tzitzis are not kilchosel, they're not the way they are. And the most poskim argue on that, and they say l'maisa that since the tchelis is not ma'akev, the lavan, you're makayim two separate mitzvahs. Tchelis is a mitzvah by itself, and lavan is a mitzvah by itself, and therefore our talios, our kosher, for lavan, and therefore, if it's a kosher tzitzis, there's no problem of wearing them Rishus HaRabim. It says, however, that the Maran used to not wear his talus cotton out into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos for fear that it may not be kosher, and they wouldn't check it every time he went out, and also because of the fact that we don't have tchelis. But we don't pass like that. It's an extra chumrah, and we don't hold like that. There's another shaila whether you can wear tzitzis out into Rosh Hashanah at night, Friday night. There's no mitzvah of tzitzis at night. So it could be, since there's no mitzvah, the tzitzis are not bottled for the beggar. And most poskim hold no, that halach is like that also. You're allowed to wear it on Friday night, because even though you're not mekayim the mitzvah, the mitzvah is still there. And therefore the tzitzis are still, the tzitzis are kosher, they're bottled to the beggar. Right, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. There's still a mitzvah of tzitzis in the world, and the talus is a kosher talus to mekayim that mitzvah. You're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, but you're not over anything, and the tzitzis are still bottled for the beggar. Okay. Omar Rabba Bar Ravuna, Ma'arim Odom Ala Mishmeres B'yontif, Litlos Borimonim. He said you're not allowed to put up a Mishmeres L'chatchila on Yontif, either because Rashi says Chatzin Ubdin Nechol, it looks like something that's a weekday kind of thing to do. It's not fit for Shabbos. And others hold that it's because of an ohel. You're making an ohel. And that's not allowed. So you can make a trick. And harama. Harama is a, I think the art school says subterfuge. But trick. Okay. What? A legal fiction.
A deception.
A deception. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's a good word. So, marim odom al mishmeres, you can make a deception and put up a mishmeres on Yontif in a way that will be okay. How? You put it up to hold rimonim, to hold pomegranates, not to be as a filter, as a what's it called? Not a sifter, a what? A sieve. It's not a sieve. It's a what?
Strainer.
That's it. Not to be a strainer, but to hold pomegranates. What's the difference? So a strainer is an uvda d'chol. To have something, a bag that holds pomegranates, is not an uvda d'chol. According to those who hold, it's because of an ohel, right? When you have a strainer, so the part of this part of the purpose of the strainer is that the liquid should go underneath. So the strainer also serves as a top towards what's underneath. Then it's an ohel. But when you're holding rimonim in it, it has no purpose for underneath, just what's on top. That's not an ohel. So if you put up a strainer to hold rimonim, it's not an ohel. And it's also not an uvda d'chol. The tola boshmarin, after you have it up already, now you can use it for a strainer also. A straining, what? No, because it depends on your kavanah, what you're using it for. Right? To put up a canopy for the sake of things underneath is an ohel. For the sake of things above is not an ohel. Right? No. So to make a bag to carry rimonim is not uvda d'chol. To put up a strainer is an uvda d'chol. Yeah, it's what you're not doing it as a strainer. You're doing it for rimonim. So that takes away an uvda d'chol. Right? It's two separate functions. The function makes an uvda d'chol, not the bag. Okay. Omar Ravashi, but who the tola bar rimonim? But you have to maisa put rimonim in. You can't just say I'm going to put rimonim and then use it as a strainer. You have to, at some point, put rimonim, and then after that, you can use it as a strainer. Ma'ishdama hadetanya, so why is that different than the following? Matilin sheicher b'moed, l'tzorech ha'moed. You're allowed to make beer on chol ha'moed for the sake of chol ha'moed. Shelo l'tzorech ha'moed also, but you're not allowed to make beer for after yontif. Okay? Echad sheicher t'morim, echad sheicher t'morim. It doesn't make a difference if it's date beer or barley beer. However, let's say you have already a supply of beer. You don't need this beer for Chol HaMoed. Okay? You have an old supply. But you want to have beer for after Yontif also, but you're not allowed to make it specifically for after Yontif. So Marim, so you can make the following deception. V'shosem min HaChodesh, you make beer and you drink from the new beer. Okay? And even though you have beer you could have drunk from, but you're making this beer for Chol HaMoed. So you'll have the other beer left for after Yontif. That's a deception. Because really you're making this beer that you'll have for after Yontif. But Lamaisa, you're doing it in such a way that it doesn't look like that. Right? So that's mutter. And it's mutter to make the beer, even though at the time you make the beer, it looks like you're making it for after Yontif, because you have the first one. Right? You don't need to do something to make it obvious that it's not just a deception. The deception is good enough by itself. Unlike over here, where you have to first use the rimonim, right, and then you can use it as a strain. So what's the difference? Or it says, Hosam lo mucha milsa. Over there, it's not clear that you're making the beer for after Yomtiv. When you make the beer, nobody knows why you're making the beer, right? They don't necessarily know you have a supply beforehand. So the making of the beer itself is not clear that it's for after Yomtiv, and therefore as long as you drink some on Yomtiv is good enough. Hacha mucha milsa. But over here, when you put up a strainer, it's obvious you're using it for straining. Unless you do something else with it, it's not even a legal fiction. You put up a strainer. So unless you put Rimonim in, it's not even a deception. It's worse than a deception. Rashi, Marim Adam, Al HaMishmeres, B'yantif, Rabbanan D'Amri Ein Tolin, Es HaMishmeres B'yantif. According to the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to put up a strainer on Yantif. V'okimna the time Alav Mishum Ohel, Ela Mishum Uvda D'Chol. And we say the reason is because in Uvda D'Chol, Marim the Tolo Shal Tzorech Rimonim, D'Lav Uvda D'Chol Minu. You're allowed to put it up for rimonim, which is not an uvda d'chol. You're allowed to put up a sack to hold your rimonim in. That's not Shabbos stick. To put up a strainer, right, which looks like something that you're doing, that you do normally during the week also, and it's not such a thing that's mutter l'chatchila. So, umesanin boshmarim hova nitle. Since when you hung it up, it was for rimonim, which wasn't an uvda d'chol. So amrina nosin l'tluya b'yantif. You're allowed to strain things on yantif, just not allowed to make the strainer on yantif. Here you're not making a strainer. You're making a bag for rimonim. Now, all of a sudden, you have something you can use for a strainer. You can use it for a strainer, too. V'hu d'toli bar rimonim b'reisha. First, you have to use it for rimonim. D'muchach milsa d'mikara la v'shmarim t'liya. And then it's clear that you didn't put it up as a strainer. You put it up as a bag. Matilin, right? That's soaking beer. B'moed b'chol shel moed. Marin v'shosim v'nachodesh. Ama b'lo shum hochacha mutar l'harim. When you made the beer, there was no hochacha at all. The hochacha came later. Here, when you put up this thing, immediately you have to use it for rimonim. Hasam lav mucha milsa, the milsa di surahu. Over there with the beer, it's not clear that you did something that's aser. The haroa omer tzorech moedu. When a person sees you making beer, he'll think you need it for chol moed. Sheina kol yodim sheish lo min hayoshen. Not everybody knows that he has a supply. Hacham mucha milsa the iser. The stam told the mishmeres l'shvarim. We hear the opposite. When a person sees you putting up a strainer, they think you're going to use it for straining, not for rimonim. The ilo yoy bar rimonim bereishim. If you don't put immediately rimonim in it, lahatznia bi'alma, to use it only as something to hold things for storage, that's not an uvda d'chol. Ki yoy bar shmarim muchik b'lachitalia. If you first put in shmarim, it'll be clear that when you put it up for straining, which is an uvda d'chol. Okay. Amrle Rabbanan l'Ravashi. Chazi Mar Hai Tzum Rabbanan. So l'Rabbanan said to Ravashi, did you see this Talmud Chacham? V'Rav Huna b'Rav Chiyun Shmei. His name is Rav Huna b'Rav Chiyun. V'Amri l'Rav Huna b'Rav Chalvan Shmei. His name is Rav Huna b'Rav Chalvan. D'Shakil Bro D'Tuma. U'Monech B'Barza D'Dona. V'Omer L'Atznuye K'Mechavna. Did you see what he did? He also liked to make these deceptions. Legal fictions. He took a piece of garlic, and he put it in a, he had a kli that was leaking. So he wanted to fix the kli. But you're not allowed to stand fix a kli on Shabbos or Yontif. So he stuck the garlic into the crack in the kli, and he said, I'm not interested in fixing the kli, I just want to have a place to put my garlic. I want to preserve the garlic. So I'm putting it in the kli, right, sticking it into this hole in the kli, so I'll have it for later. And that way, he did something that was basically mutter, but came out, osir, because here you're not intending to leave the garlic there to make the kli, but it's something that's awesome with the Rabbanan, at least. It looks like building, okay? But he did it in a way that doesn't look like building, it looks like story. Another thing he did. He went and slept on Friday. He went to sleep in a ferry boat. And while he was sleeping, the ferry boat captain took off and went to the other side of the river. And he got up, and he's on the other side of the river. He didn't look like he wanted to go on the ferry boat to travel. He just needed a place to sleep. So he slept in the ferry boat, and then, now on the other side of the river. The Sire Peri, and he went to look at his Peris that were on the other side of the river. So he made it look like he was doing something mutter, and in the end, it came out that he was transported to the other side of the river. Omar, I'm a lamenim kavachina. I didn't have kavana to get transported to the other side of the river. I just wanted to go to sleep. I need a place to go to sleep. The ferry boat was a good place to sleep. Omar lahu harama kamar. So they said, did you see what he's doing? They were trying to say that they better to give him musar. He's doing something wrong. So he said to them, you're talking about harama. This is a deception, right? Harama b'drabanan, and the only thing is an issur drabanan. So the whole inyan over here is marasayin. It's going to look bad. Right? It looks like you were trying to do something awesome. So he took away the marasayin by doing it in a way that was okay, right? Harama b'drabanan, but sur drabanan lo asil never l'chatzila. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to do a harama like this. He's not going to come to do it in the Aser way, and he's doing it in a way that people don't see as Aser. That's okay. Rashi. Bor of the Tuma, Tzela Shol Shum, a piece of garlic. The Monach Bebaris of the Don, the Mokum Sheish Bo Neke Bechomis. There was a barrel which had a hole in it, the Yayin Yotze, and the wine was leaking out. Nos No Shom Beshabbos, Listom. Bahavi Kinesak in Umarim Lechatchila. It's like fixing the barrel. It's not mamash fixing the barrel, but it looks like fixing the barrel. So it's also because of marasayin. Now he did it in such a way there's no marasayin. He said, I'm not interested in fixing the barrel. I just want to have a place to keep my shum. So Mela, the harama, took away the marasayin smutter. V'omer latsnuye, I borrowed the tumah mechavna. I'm not interested in fixing the barrel. I just want to have a place to store my garlic. V'od ovid achris, he did something else. Ozul noyim b'mivra b'snina, rechava, he went to sleep on a ferry boat. Hasuya l'Avrahamayim, which is made to travel to the other side of the river. V'hishal nochris of goy. V'yodeya hu shavirenu anochris adach. He didn't ask the goy to transport him, right? But it looked bad. But he made it in a way that didn't look bad. He looked like he was going to sleep there. V'sayir peri u'mashamr shom peros karmo. He went to watch his carrot on the other side of the river. V'nimse shanochri maviru b'mayim b'shavas. They asked the chora that in itself is asur. Right, to watch your Paris on Shabbos. But over there also, he didn't do it in a way that was, what's it called, that was awesome. He just went to check everything out and make sure that it was okay. Harama b'drabon, and he, ha harama la b'isra d'raisahu. First of all, the harama is not by an isra d'raisa. That you're doing a deceptive thing, that if it wouldn't be this deception, it would be awesome in a Torah. Ela b'isra d'rabon, it's only an isra d'rabon. Even if he wouldn't have done it with deception at all, he would have done it openly. He would have only been over in Issud Rabbanon. Hilkach, even the Tzur Rabbanon, since he's a Talmud Chacham, lo achmiru alei. They weren't machmir on him. Tehu lo osi l'neved l'chatchila l'hed yebelo harama. Lavro hasham l'fnei akol. Now, he wouldn't be over this thing, stam. So we're not afraid that if we let him do it in a deceptive way, he's going to be over, right, what's it called, without the deception. But stam, a person, the Chor, is not allowed to do it. So from Rashi is mashma that only a Talmud Chacham is allowed to a harama, even by Nisa Durabonin. And by Nisa Duraisa, and no one's allowed to do a harama. Okay? One of the haramas that we're familiar with is Mechiras Chametz. Sell your chametz, even though it's a legal thing, but it's a legal fiction, because everybody knows that after Pesach, you're going to get the chametz back. So it's a legal fiction, that's a deception. So the reason why it's mutter is because it's only Nisa Durabonin. Right? Chametz is anyway, if you're mevakel your chametz, min hatori, you're not over on it. So it's only midrabanan that they were matzrich to get the chametz out of your house. So if you sell it, even though it's a legal fiction, but since it's legal, right, it's a harama, but it's a midrabanan, and that's mutter. That's why selling chametz is okay. It's only mutter to talmidei chachamim. So others learn, the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, doesn't mention Talmud Chacham. And some say that adarabba, the Talmud Chacham is worse. There's a chiddush over here that even though he was a Talmud Chacham and people could learn from him, still it's mutter with the deception. But a regular person anyway is a mutter of deception. And they say that's how the Rambam learned, therefore it's mutter to make a harama ben issur d'rabbanan, even if you're not a Talmud Chacham. And therefore there are many haramos that we do, legal fictions that are as mutter, ben issur d'rabbanan, that even though we know for sure you're doing it not real, right, but since it is real, and it's a legal fiction, that's mutter. Could be also a harama, yeah. No, most of those kinds of ribis could be only the rabbanan, and secondly, it's called heter iska could be not even a harama because it's mamish a legal document. Could be, but, what? A legal document in a chananis. Right. Right, yeah, enochanami. Enochanami, but we know that your real kavana is to get it back. Right. Yeah, 100%. But we know that that's not what you really want. Okay. So it's, we know that after Pesach, you're going to get your chametz back. Okay. It's legal. That's what it said. If it'd be an illegal fiction, it wouldn't be good. Yeah, but he's making it, but here, in a chanami, but here they're also in a chanami. You want your chametz. Yeah, I'm doing something to enable me to do, to circumvent the Torah. That's it. You're circumventing the Isra of the Torah, right? You're getting the same result, but you're doing it in a way that's mutter. Okay? But the Iker, your kavanah, is the Isra. You want the ribbis. You want the chametz. Right? You want to get to the other side of the thing. But you're doing it in a way that makes it look mutter, or makes it mutter.
It's a loophole in the law.
It's a loophole, yeah, a legal loophole. That's a shot. It's a legal loophole.
How can ribbis be considered
a rabbanon? A lot of ribbis is the rabbanon. It's not what's it called. It needs a lot of tznoyim to be ribbis deraisa. Has to be made up to begin with, kots or whatever, and it depends on the time or whatever. There's a lot of things that. What? Chametz d'oraisa, yeah, your mevatel your chametz is not the rice anymore. Bali Ram Bali Motzeh is only on chametz you weren't mevatel. So we're mevatel. Right, if you wouldn't be mevatel your chametz, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, not chametz d'rabbanan. Bali Ram Bali Motzeh is only d'rabbanan if you're mevatel your chametz. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Right. Mishnah. Nosnin mayim agabe hashmorim b'shvil shiyatzulu. The way Rashi learns is you have lees that are left over from the wine. Right? When you make wine, so there's the psolus, and it still has a tam of the wine in it. So you're allowed to put water, and they're in the strainer. The wine, now what's it called, went down. So you're allowed to put water into the strainer and get the taste of the wine, and the water goes down. Because you're not really straining anything, because the things are there sitting in the strainer. Right? What's happening is the water goes through, and it what's it called picks up a little bit tam of the wine, so it's not really straining. That's mutter. You're not taking any psolus away from ochel. You're just letting the water go straight through the thing and just take with it a little bit of the taste of the wine. Right, Rashi. The shmarim were in the strainer from Friday afternoon. And now the what's it called? The there's what's it called? Like kmochim is like little flower. But it's not flour, it's, what's it called, it's like, what's it called, yeast, that's in the wine, which is, there's a name for it, it's something, it sinks at the bottom of the wine cask, and they use it for baking purposes. It's called, it's a white, cakey, powdery thing, and they sell it. It's called, I can't remember now. What? No, it's a byproduct of wine that they use for baking purposes. It's called, the lees are the psolus of the thing. This is a byproduct. It's a chemical reaction. It's made the wine, sinks at the bottom of the thing. It's a white powder, and they sell it commercially. It's a shiloh whether it's mutter, because it comes from wine, but it's not wine. It's, I'll think of it. What?
Tartaric acid?
Right, that's tartaric acid. No, cream of tartar. That's what it's called. Cream of tartar. That's it. Cream of tartar. Cream of tartar is a byproduct of wine. Those are the kamachim. So you don't want that mixed in with the wine. So you let the water go through. And it, what's it called, lets the wine be more clear. So since the wine is drinkable anyway, That's not called straining. Umasadanis hayayin besudrin. You're allowed to, what's it called, take a handkerchief and pour wine through it, and what's it called, and strain it. Okay, but only wine, not water, because water is cleaning the handkerchief. With water, it's what's it called, it's kibus. Wine doesn't clean the handkerchief, makes it dirty. So you're allowed to strain through a handkerchief. Uvikfifa mitzris. Same thing with a kfifa mitzris, is a mitzri, sow. A basket. A mitzri basket, that's what's it called, it's also like a strainer. You can use a basket for as a strainer too. Vinosnin deya v'mesanene shokhardol, you're allowed to put an egg in a strainer with mustard. Right, and we'll see what the purpose is, why you put the egg into the strainer of the mustard. One of the reasons is, one of the Mepharshim says, because you want the mustard to get a yellow color from the yellow of the egg. Right? The mustard looks better when it's yellow, just like today. V'olsin animolim b'Shabbos, and you're allowed to make animolim on Shabbos. We'll see one second what that is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Shabbos b'kos, animolim you can only make in a cup on Shabbos, a small amount. The yontif pelagin, on yontif you're allowed to make it in a flask, a little bit bigger pitcher. With a moed becholis, and on cholamoid you can make it in a barrel. The tzaddik omer akolafia orchin. The tzaddik says no, it depends how many people you have. If you it's obvious you're only making it for immediate use, then you can make a lot of animolim on Shabbos too. And if it's not obvious you're doing it for immediate use, then you can't even do it on yontif or on cholamoid. Rashi, the sudra kfifa mitzvah soisim mitzorei deko. It's made out of palm leaves. And it's like a sieve. It's a basket. It looks like a sieve. Kfifa is a sal, a basket. You have a strainer, and there's mustard seed in the strainer. Listanin lekoletis esapsoles. The afabeya hachelnon shalon no tefu mistanin imo. Vahavi lechardul amara. So the egg goes in with the. It helps to take the impurities out of the mustard, the egg, and it also has another purpose, that the yellow of the egg goes down with the chardel, and what's it called, and colors it. The hachelbon shu kosher, and the white of the egg, which is more dense, nisher lamal, it stays on top of the strainer. Right, and it holds back the psoles of the mustard. So the mustard goes down with the yellow of the egg. It colors the mustard, which is okay because coloring the food is not also on Shabbos. Ain't Sviya Ba'ochlin. So you're allowed to color the mustard, and the what's it called? And the white of the egg stays on top and holds back a lot of the impurities from the mustard. Rabbeinu Halevi Pirish Sinuna Shalbeya Latoch Tav Shalhi, below the Tochard. And the Rabbeinu Halevi says, talking about a different thing. We're not talking about putting eggs in mustard. The mustard is not involved here at all. It just happens to be a strainer that you normally strain mustard in. You're allowed to put an egg in that, right? Umisanen Shalchardel, Hu Bishari, Mishum Shinut, Vyori Latocha Kairish, Uklisheni, Maslavin Aptavshal. You're allowed to take the egg and separate the white from the yellow and make it go into a dish that's a klisheni to what's it called, to whiten or to give coloring to the food. That's another pshat. Animolin is fushon, some kind of concoction. Lagin gadol mikos mikot michoves. A lagin is a pitcher. It's bigger than a cup and it's smaller than a barrel. Okay. See the Gemara. We're going to discuss all of these things. Omar Ze'iri, nosin orim yayin solul umayim tzlulim l'tocha mishmeres. You're allowed to put clear wine and clear water into a strainer because you're not doing anything. You're not being over on borer, right? Because then there's nothing being nivra here. Ve'eno choshesh, aval achurim lo. But if it's muddy wine or muddy water, it has impurities in it, you can't do it because you're straining and it's borer. Nesir of Shimon Gamliel Omer Torah Adam Chavish Shal Yain Yena Ushmoreha Benosin Latocha Mishmeres B'Shabbos. You can shake up a barrel which has all of the impurities in the wine and put it through a strainer. L'chora, that's muddy, or what's it called, wine, which is straining and is bora. Why is that okay? This is talking in a time between the wine presses, when that's the wine that's available, the muddied wine, and people drink it. So since people drink it, it's not called straining, right? And the basic halacha is like this. Anything that most people would drink without straining it, you have to strain it in a normal way. Therefore, you'll have to have a strainer on your, on your faucet, because most people would drink the water without straining it. And therefore, you're allowed to strain it, because you're not accomplishing anything, because that's not called impurities, because people would drink it anyway. Something that some people would drink and some people not, you can only strain it with a shinui. And something that nobody would drink without straining, you're not allowed to strain the chlal, because that's mamish boder.
Is that called straining your water where you live, or only for everybody?
No, where you live. If nobody would drink the water without a strainer, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Unless there's nothing that you could see. You're only straining it from things that the chlal can't be seen. But if you could see it, and most people wouldn't drink it without straining, then it's a problem. Misanis hayarashi, a toreid ma'arbid. You can mix up the wine and throw it through the strainer. Bein hagiso shanu, shekol hayeno sachurim. It's between the wine presses, so there's no really good wine. It's all muddied. Veshoshino so vishmorei, and people drink it like that. Hilkachein kantikum, the balav hachi mishnti. You're not really fixing anything up. It's not really borer, because you would drink it anyway. Shelo yas, okay, the next thing. You're allowed to strain wine with a cloth. Here you have to make a shinui. You can't make, normally when you make a strainer, you make a recession, right? It's recessed, and that way it holds the wine and makes it strain good. If you hold it taut, it's harder, it spills over the sides. It's not the best way to strain things. So by not making a guma, you're making a shinui. And that's the main thing, and therefore the whole idea, Rashi says, Ubda Dechol doesn't look like an Ubda Dechol, you're not doing it like you do it Bechol. Rashi. Shelo yaseh guma min asudr v'thiakli ki Ubda Dechol, because that's the way you do it normally during the week, and it's Ubda Dechol. Inami asudr v'shchita. Also, if you make the recession, we're afraid you'll come to squeeze out the cloth. Okay. Ubekfifa mitzris, omer abchir barashi, omer rav, vachol yagbiya mikarkis o shokli tepach. The basket you can only use if you don't lift the basket over the kli, a tepach, because then it becomes an oel. Less than a tepach is not an oel. The space less than a tepach is not an oel. Right? And it's not talking about here a tepach of basket. We're talking about the distance between the basket and the kli has to be less than a tefach, because any space less than a tefach is not an oel. Omarav, hai prunka, apalgi dekuva shori, akule dekuva osur. You have what's it called, Shirashi, shloyak biak fifa mikarkois, kli atachton tefach kemitas oel. Can't be higher than the bottom of the kli a tefach. Prunka, beget shoshotin al gigis yayin lichasosam. This is a cloth that they used to cover a barrel of wine. So here it's more than a tefach. So if you cover it, it's going to be what's it called, an oel. Now, a regular cover for a barrel or a pot is not an oel, even if the pot's a high pot, because that's normal. That's not called an oel. That's a cover of a pot. But here you're not using the regular cover. You're using a piece of cloth. That's not the regular cover. That looks like an oel. So there it has to be either less than a tefach or not cover the whole top. If you just cover half of the top, that's not an oel. But if you cover the whole top, that's an oel. So apalga de kuvashori, glav oel ahadi. It's not an oel if you're not covering the whole area of the pot. You're only covering part of it. So if you put it on half the opening of the pot, that's okay. But if you put it on the entire thing, you're making an oel over the pot, that's awesome. Even though your intention is to cover the pot, it looks like an oel, and that's awesome. Amra Papa lo nehadik inish tzinaisa betume dekuza, dechadisa, mishum demezik mishameris. you shouldn't put Rashi lo mahadik inish tinais of the puma de kuz de chavisa kli cheres cotton shemarim bo yayin michavis. You have a small kli that you use to take wine out of a barrel. Okay, lo yite b'fiv kashin uksamim b'choska. You shouldn't stuff straw into the mouth of this kli. Because what you've done is made it into a strainer. Looks like a strainer now. So you're straining things through the straw that's put in very strong. It becomes a filter. That you can't do. The Meshum, the Nevzi Kamishaneris, even though your intention is not to use it as a strainer, but the vice, it's a strainer. Rapapa Shafu Shikra Mimana Lamana. Rapapa used to pour beer from one kli to another, to separate it from the, what's it called, from the psolus. The psolus stayed on the bottom, and he got the good beer from the top into the other kli. Omerle ravacha midifti ravino haikin nitzotso. So nice, when you get to the bottom, so it's okay because you're not separating beer from psolus, you're separating beer from beer. But the chora, when you get towards the bottom, there you can see that the beer and the psolus is mixed together, and you're separating beer from psolus with a kli. That's voter, right? Even though you're doing the good from the bad, but you're doing it with a kli. You're doing it by pouring it from one kli to another. Mara says, Nitzotzis levei rapapa lo chashivei. Rapapa was a beer salesman. He didn't care about the nitzotzis. So when it got to that, to the bottom, he threw the whole thing out. He didn't bother to get the last little bit of beer out of the psolus. So as long as it doesn't look like you're separating beer from psolus, you're separating beer from other beer. The psolus is all the way on the bottom. And when you get towards the bottom, where it would be separating beer from psolus, he threw the whole thing out. Rashi. Shofu shikra, kol hechad etani lashon shofui benachasu. Ba psolus nishra b'shuli akli. You pour it slowly, so you're pouring off the top that's good from the bottom, which has the psolus in it. In the end, you have drops that are mixed together, mamish with the psolus, mitocha psolus, shekorim braish, v'ano mucha de boru. That's boru. Till now, you're not separating beer from psolus, because they're not mixed together. But in the end, the beer and the psolus is mixed together. That's a problem. Nitzotus beira popolo chashivi, shechenvadi umatl shecher hoya. Right? What's it called? Rapapa was a merchant, a storekeeper who sold beer. He didn't care. He didn't need that little bit of beer in the end. Right? He was a salesman of beer. When he got to the bottom, where the beer was mixed with the psolus, he threw the whole thing out. But in the beginning, it's not nicker, the Avach says. It's not nicker that the beer is mixed with the psolus. It's not mixed at all. It's a solid and a liquid that is totally separate. That's not boder. And also, you're not separating the beer from the psolus. At that point, you're separating beer from other beer. That's both reasons it's not considered boder.